wanna get high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. With you. With you. With you. With you, yeah. 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 Yeah. With you, yeah. With you.
Yes, it is 6 p.m. here on a Saturday evening, which means only one thing. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. I hope you are getting through this extremely hot week we've had here. It's been like almost 2 weeks now where it's just been absolutely not only hot, but just ridiculously humid. I hate to say it, but honestly, walking here this evening, it's not as bad as it has been, but normally I would say this is bad. Any event, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be taking you back in time here through the 80s, as we do here every week. This summer, you may have noticed that every other week I am alternating between a 2-hour and 3-hour show. Tonight is the 2-hour version. And Danny in the Lounge, I expect, will be in here at 8 p.m. or so. Okay, so that being said, let's just kind of dive into it here with Bananarama.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the forces of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
Backseat.
Music. minimum of chit-chat. I never wanna cool down, cool down, cool, 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 cool business tonight. I've gotta tell you, you're looking real good.
They let us in, so I'm feeling alright.
I like to go where sometimes they refuse.
Yeah, I remember last Saturday night.
But I'm feeling cooler now.
And they could tell we're cooler now.
It's obvious we're cooler now. Cooler now. Cool, cool, cool. Cool places tonight.
Indeed, where are the cool places? But if you have to ask yourself that question, then you are new to Songs from the Squid Pod. With me, your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And this summer, it's kind of an alternating show between 6 and 8 and 6 to 9. But tonight is the two-hour version. So deal with it, I guess. Okay, let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off the set with Bananarama and Shy Boy from their 1983 release Deep Sea Skiving. Yeah, no, seriously. I'll be okay. Deep Sea Skiving. That's the release. Madonna was in there with Into the Groove off of her single from 1985. Go-Go's gave us Head Over Heels from their 1985 release Talk Show. And we wrapped it up there with Sparks and Jane Wiedlin, also of Go-Go's, of course, with their release Cool Places from, it was originally released in 1983, but that's off of the Valley Girl, the Moore music from the motion picture soundtrack there. Plenty to get to here this evening, so we're just going to dive right back into it with Alien Sex Fiend here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
This, of course, is harmless to affairs. that one of those cigarettes over there? A couple of them, too. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Darling. Darling.
Waltz with me.
Darling.
Darling.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started that set off with Alien Sex Fiend. And we heard the track, The Impossible Mission. I kind of had to play that song because tomorrow I have tickets for the latest Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise. And I'm looking forward to it. But that particular track there came out in 1987 off of their Here Come Germs. And come is not really spelled C-O-M-E, but this is a great segue to tell you that if you are looking for the archive versions of the show and or the playlists, you can find them on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link and click on your favorite show, which of course is this one, right? Okay, so after Alien Sex Fiend, we heard Modern English and Someone's Calling off of their 1982 release After the Snow. Felony was in there, and they gave us The Fanatic from the 1983 release of the same name. Also from 1983 was New Order, and we heard the track The Vintage. That's The Village. I wrote it wrong here. But I will correct that. That's off of Power, Corruption, and Lies. Also from 1983 after that was Cyndi Lauper. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Unbelievable. I spelled two things wrong here. On the playlist there, I said Girls Just Want to Have Fan. But it's obviously fun. That's off of She's So Unusual from 1983. And we wrapped it up there with former manager of the Sex Pistols there, Malcolm McLaren. And he teamed up there with the Bootzilla Orchestra back in 1989 and gave us Waltz, Darling, from the album of the same name. Okay. We're going to dive back into it here with some Japan. 91.5 WMFO Bedford.